Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I was affirmed in the Outer Space Treaty and recalled in Resolution 76231. Existing international law applies to the exploration and use of outer space, which means it constrains military operations in outer space and protects against current and future threats to space systems. Relevant international legal instruments and rules include, in particular, the United Nations Charter, space law treaties such as the Outer Space Treaty, and within the context of armed conflict, the law of neutrality and international humanitarian law. It must be borne in mind that affirming that international law, including IHL, applies to outer space, neither encourages the weaponization of outer space, nor legitimizes hostilities in outer space. As was underlined in our working paper submitted to the group last week, reaffirming the protection afforded and restrictions imposed by international law is critical to fulfilling the mandate of the group. Indeed, any recommendation on the normative development of responsible state behavior must be consistent with and should build on and strengthen the existing legal framework, as many other delegations already noted today. Mr. Chair, Excellencies, military operations in outer space could have significant impact on civilian on Earth because technology enabled by space system permeates most aspects of civilian life, making the potential consequences of attacks on space system a matter of humanitarian concern. The International Committee of the Red Cross is concerned primarily with the potential human cost for civilians on Earth of the use of weapons and other military operations in outer space. And we urge the open-ended working group to place such humanitarian considerations at the center of any discussion on the normative development of responsible space behavior. To this end, the ICRC respectfully invites the open-ended working group to consider the following five preliminary recommendations, which we explained in more details in the above-mentioned working paper. These recommendations focus on measures to minimize the risk of civilian harm posed by threats to space systems, and in our view, should be implemented in peacetime already. In particular, the first three recommendations are interrelated and aim at strengthening the protection of space system necessary for the protection of essential services to civilians on Earth. The fourth recommendation focuses on preventing the creation of space debris, and the last one relates to international cooperations and capacity building. So first recommendation is that states should not conduct or support any military operations or other activity designed or expected to disrupt, damage, destroy, or disable space system necessary for the provision of essential civilian services or for the protection and functioning of persons and objects specifically protected under international law. Relatedly, our second recommendation is that whenever feasible, states should segregate the military use of space system from their civilian use, particular with regard to the system I just mentioned, so systems necessary for the provision of essential civilian services and for the protection and functioning of persons and objects specifically protected under international law. And this would enable states to identify, register, mark, announce, or otherwise indicate those space systems within their jurisdiction or control that are to be spared from the effects of military space operation. And this is our third recommendation. Turning to the issue of space debris, our preliminary recommendation is for states not to develop, test, or use kinetic counterspace capabilities or conduct other harmful operations against space systems that are designed or expected to create space debris. Lastly, states should cooperate in increasing the resilience of satellite services for humanitarian relief and emergency response in time of armed conflict and other emergencies. All recommendations are made in line with the aim of the international community, including this open-ended working group, to prevent an arms race in outer space and to keep it free from conflict. The International Committee of the Red Cross may submit refined or additional recommendations over the course of the group work. In the meantime, we respectfully invite the Open Elite Working Group to consider these preliminary recommendations during its deliberation for a possible inclusion in the report to be submitted to the General Assembly at its 78th session. We remain available for further discussion with states on these recommendations and any related matter. Thank you very much for your attention.